Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk, we hope. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about real estate investment 404, accumulating wealth. This is my favorite stage. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the end game. That's what it's called, 505, the end game. But
love it.
This is where it's all about the money, and you've realized that you've found it. As an investor or just basically an adult, we're all trying to find this thing that's going to set us up to be done or on our way to being done. It's like, and we're not staying any longer. What is this for? What am I getting up in the morning for?
Right.
That's it. You found it now. You know the equity that you're going to create and the wealth that you're going to create for yourself as possible, and you know how to do it. It's just about getting organized and really putting the right people in place to make you some dough. So this is my favorite. It's not even the end. This is more fun.
Are we going to talk about goals and all that too?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Because
I have some questions about that.
We can follow the script too, but up to you.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the question.
Milan asks, I am in escrow for an amazing property I am buying in Nevada. I visited this place with a couple of my buddies over the weekend, and it was an epic road trip. I still have a massive headache. Oh, we know those kind of trips.
Yeah, I can guess what's happening there.
Very, very good. All right. This land is everything and anything. It's in a ghost town. It has electricity, water, gas connection, half-burned house, old scary other house, old vintage rusted cars, piled up tires, mining equipment. My goodness. It's a mess. Or you would say hot mess.
Why wouldn't I said that once?
Right.
You like when I say
I do like hot mess. It's kind of fun. But it's kind of a beautiful old Western American mess. And all of it is on 40 acres with mountains all around and walking distance to a restaurant. So the area is not completely dead. I'm really liking this property. Maybe this is kind of a stupid idea and wishful thinking, but can land like this be rented to Hollywood? I saw a few websites where owners can list their properties for film production rental. What do you guys think? I already know Steve's answer.
What is my answer?
Milan wrote, sell it for double and move on. You're not in the rental land business. I agree. Ha ha ha. But it's nice to dream a little. You know that guy that we know? It makes me think of this guy that we know that has, he owned this awesome property. It was industrial property. It was a manufacturer of some sort.
A closed manufacturing facility in Long Beach.
Yes. And he retired basically from that business, but he had this awesome, awesome building. So what he'd do is start renting it out to Hollywood
For horror films.
Yeah. And he's like, well, there's one whole area that's like a medical wing. So a lot of soap operas and TV shows will use it when they need a hospital room for different scenes and stuff like that. He's got it all set up, ready to go already, and he does this. So
he's not going to retire on
his business, right? It's more of a hobby, I think, and it's just kind of fun. Because remember, we were talking to him. You know, it was funny because George Clooney, he was telling us, was showing up there. And he was like, yeah, I got to get up early. George Clooney's coming to be on the set today and all this stuff. I'm like, well, I was waiting for an invite, which didn't happen. But anyway,
we could invite ourselves.
I kind of want to crash that, and I'd like to be there and see this thing. This was like 2 years ago.
He wasn't interested in getting up and meeting these movie stars at all.
No, it was
he was more interested in finding somebody to hire to do it.
Well, you know, it was funny. All his stories were around, what a mess catering is.
What a mess.
All the stuff I got to do for this, and I got to plan. They want to have this available and that available because that's all part of what he provides. So anyway, careful what you wish for, Milan, because if you do go into this, and there are, of course, a lot of headaches and things that they want. So that's probably going to be your answer. So what's yours?
Now I'm going to give you the sad truth, Milan.
Okay.
I would never buy a property ever where there used to be a mine. And here's why. There's EPA issues. There's of all the things with land that you need to be concerned about, it's the environment. The EPA, it doesn't, if you buy a piece of property in an LLC and you find out there was an oil spill there, or there was an old mining is a perfect example, even worse than that is a gas station with a tank that's left under the ground. And somebody calls the EPA, you're going to get shut down. And here's the even worse news. It follows you around personally. So if you own an LLC, You can't get out of it the way with the way an LLC was designed to protect you from lawsuits. It trickles up to you personally. It pierces the corporate veil. That's the term. So I honestly wouldn't buy this property for that reason. Unless it was a studio before and nobody actually did any real mining. It's just equipment.
Yeah, he did say mining equipment. So I don't know, though.
I personally have purchased properties, and I don't know if Joe was involved in these or not. I don't remember. Where there's an old refrigerator on there, you don't want that Freon. And it's EPA. I'm not going to tell you what I really think about the whole EPA situation. And most of our listeners, if you have any experience with this at all, agree. So I think it's great. I sold a piece of property to the guy who produced in Montana. Produced the original Baywatch with the Knight Rider guy, not the stuff now, but whatever his name
David
was.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, Hasselhoff, the original one. So this guy was loaded, and he bought a 40-acre property from me in Montana, and I talked to him about it. I don't remember his name, and he was elated because he said it's good. What he gets charged to produce a film or TV series from the location is insane. So he's like, it'd be cheaper for me to fly everybody up there and use this 40-acre property to film a Western that I own. It'll be infinitely cheaper than renting somebody else's area. So you're onto something here. Just be careful about the environmental issues.
Thank you.
And land leases are great. Here's another land. Leasing land is like, what's better than that? I bought a ranch in Demi, New Mexico a lot of years ago, all cut up. I paid $230,000 cash almost at the time. This is a lot of years ago. Depleted all my cash. I was concerned about it because we got payroll and the whole thing. And I sold half of it, made a ton of money, and then leased the other half to an adjacent cattle ranch. And we did great.
Mm-hmm.
So land leasing, you know, remember that girl we ran into here in L.A. that buys houses and rezones it for parking lots?
Yeah, yeah.
And then leases it out? She's
probably
23 years old. I looked at her like my daughter. I'm like, I couldn't be more proud of you.
Exactly. That's true.
Today's topic, real estate investment 404, accumulating wealth. This is the meat of the show. Joe, what does this like mean to you?
This is the fun part. Now you're watching your bank account grow. Now you're really setting big long-term goals for you and your family. That's how I see it. Now you're really, and if you don't do this, you should be doing this, thinking about spreading your wealth out a little bit. How much money do we all need? You know, I hope you're giving back in some way. Maybe you're making some big donations, you know, some kind of, I don't know if you need to be a quote-unquote philanthropist, but you're thinking about things like that.
You're planning for the future.
Exactly.
There's still a future. At the end game, which is tomorrow, your future is... Jill and I just saw a movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a great movie. It's a good movie to watch with your spouse, called Spanglish, I think it was called. And so this guy, long story short, one of
Adam
the characters...
Adam Sandler.
He was a chef, like a top-rated chef.
Yeah.
And he was running a 3-star restaurant, and a critic came in to see if they were going to make 4 stars.
Yeah.
And he got all upset.
Because
he's
did.
Like, I don't... He said, I've had a 4-star restaurant before, and everybody gets mad
That's
at each other.
Happens.
He said, at 3 stars, we're all still striving for something, and we're still on our way somewhere. That's what this 404 thing is. You're still on your way to getting to the top. So
you're not quite retired.
He said, he was mad. He was in an Adam Sandler comedic way.
Exactly.
Like, we're all going to yell at each other. And
it's going to change the restaurant. No one's going to be able to get in anymore. All the tables are going to be full, he said.
Everybody's
so
staff's going to be yelling
at
each other.
I'm not going to be able to. Everybody's going to want to raise.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do these things that I wanted to do. And yeah, he was upset about that.
So what happens? Yeah. Spoiler alert. I'm going to tell you what happens here. They get the 4 stars and all the stuff that he said happens. It all falls apart. He's got to make people partner in the kitchen. And
exactly. To keep them in.
Spanglish.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
The main character it's all about the maid. It's a really good movie. It's worth seeing.
Yeah.
And it's free, I think, on Amazon or Netflix. Know. Doesn't matter.
Are we promoting them?
No.
Okay.
So at the 404 level, which is what, senior year?
Yeah. You're a senior man.
At 404, you've actually done a few deals where you're rolling your own eyes saying, wow, you know, I'm not sure I can do it top that.
Right.
I'm not sure I can do a deal that's this mail campaign thing that actually turns out it works. Can I parlay that into making every deal $1 million?
Right.
Or every deal $2.6 million.
Exactly.
Absolutely, you can. Jill and I do it all the time.
Yep. Totally.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. But right now, you need to make sure you have a great personal assistant. make sure you have a fantastic set. At this point, you're not doing your own deals any longer. You're not even thinking about doing your own deeds. We spent too much time on this show talking about doing your own deeds. It's so not involved at this stage at all. All you're thinking about is becoming an expert at analyzing data and offer pricing, and answering the phone and qualifying the leads that you're generating is all a machine now. That's what you need to get all the stuff out of your life that you don't want to do. Just for me, I just do all the data, and Jill runs everything else. Go ahead, Jill. I'm excited. I love this stage.
Do you know what's so funny? That it's cool now that we're doing this in video, because we on our just the audio portion, they can't see that me raising my hand, and I really do raise my hand. Like, I want to say one thing, but like you said, at this level, you could stop doing the stuff that you didn't like you were saying. Like, you have the staff, maybe you should have removed these things from your life. You know what you're good at, you know what you're not good at, and you may have an office, I don't know, you know, that's what, where we are, what we do,
office.
Obviously.
You should have maybe two offices.
Okay, so thank you. So, and you probably left your job a while back, because you, at this point, you're however many years in to get to this level, you know, you've already had a full year of paying your own.
That's a good point.
You had a full year of, like we always say, don't quit your day job too soon. We want you to overkill it. We want you to have so much money and saved up, and you're just like, now you're really going, okay, now it's stupid.
I'm
losing money. I've got all this saved up. I know what I'm doing. This day job's got to go.
And then 2 months into it, you say, look at it and say, I should have done that 2 years
exactly.
ago or a year ago.
That's what you're saying to yourself right now as a senior at the 404 level.
You also have a couple of lines of revenue now. One might be houses, one might be urban land splits, one might be rural vacant land, although you're probably thinking rural vacant land was a great place to start, but it's really taken up a lot. You know, these are the conversations that Jill and I have had in the past. Rural vacant land is profitable, and you look at it like a percentage profit, it throws off 60-70% of the profit, but it's a lot of work.
Right.
You got to do your own deeds, you got to deal with consumers, you got to do so. You know, you have now two or three lines of business,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking about another one that could be even bigger.
Exactly.
That's 404 stuff.
Yep. I love that. Maybe it's houses.
Plus, your spouse is off your back now. You know, he or she's saying, well, I'm sorry. In a perfect world, this never happens. This is a dream. I'm just going to dream for a minute.
Here we go.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. You were really right. And 2 years ago, when you started this cockamamie scheme, I just thought it was another one of those things that you never finish, like the puzzle in the den or the car in the garage or all of your education.
Oh,
so thank you for finishing this. This is my dream.
Okay.
So thank you for finishing this one thing and taking care of your family, and I love you very much.
I'm sure
that
I'm
never
sure
happens,
you
ever.
Have all had that speech. Sweetheart, I'm eating my words right now. You were right.
And the kids come up to you and they say, Dad,
thanks,
you're...
Thanks, Dad.
I keep confusing you with Superman and Batman.
Thanks, Dad. That was the best party ever. Thanks, Dad.
What would I do with the parents like you?
Yeah.
What would I do?
Dad, I want to take you out for dinner.
This is funny. This stuff never happened. How do you get kids like that?
I know. What else do we wish we had that we don't have? Let's just kidding.
Dad, can we go in your rocket car again?
Yeah.
I heard it flies.
No, Dad. I want to listen to your music.
Listen to your show again today, Dad.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Dad, I've been listening to your podcast for 6 months straight.
All my friends' parents are really embarrassing, but you guys are fun to be around.
You are the coolest.
We can stuff this right now.
So that's what should be happening in your life right now at the 400 level. That's so good.
Join us next time where we discuss real estate investment 505, the end game.
Oh, yay. And we answer your questions posted on our online community. It's free. Go check it out, landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
No.
I broke a sweat on that. Did we finish the topic or did we just horse around at the end?
I think we wrapped it up. I think we brought it back. I tried to. I don't know if I did, but I think we did. Yeah. That's fun.
I don't think you ever stop.
No.
We're long past 4:04.
I know.
We're just never going to stop.
I know. It's too late now.
What I am going to talk about tomorrow, though,
yeah,
are distractions.
Oh, that's good.
Because if we have any issue in our whole career right now, it's getting distracted with things like, hey, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, let's start something new.
Yeah.
That's great. Right. When you say distraction, I was thinking of something else, and it makes me want to reach over and kiss you right now, but I won't distract you.
We couldn't do that with these mics on and stuff.
I know, now we can. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening, and while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.